you love good music that stirs your soul, you've come to the right place. We call this place Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. This is DJ Rick, bringing you just a little bit of my favorite soul, funk, and R&B music. I'm glad you can join me.
This show is about a funky band and a woman with an incredibly powerful and soulful voice. For a few years in the mid-1970s, they were H.O.T. hot, to say the least. They went from working in the Chicago nightclubs to opening for Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, and the Rolling Stones, and then being headliners themselves in a period of a little more than 2 years. Did you ever hear of a band called American Breed? You probably can't recall them. That was a Chicago rock band that had a top 10 hit with the song Bend Me, Shape Me in 1968. After that one hit, the band hit hard times, changed personnel, and reorganized as Ask Rufus. They were back playing small clubs in Chicago and decided they needed a female lead singer. And man, did they find a good one. Did you ever hear of the lead singer in the preteen girl group The Crystalettes? Or in the soul and cover band The Babysitters? Or in the rock group Lock and Chain? The name on her birth certificate was Yvette Marie Stevens. She dropped out of school at age 16 and got active with the Black Panthers organization in Chicago. She was also part of the Afro art scene in Chicago and a member of the African roots group Shades of Black, where she was given the Yoruba name of Shaka Adune Adufe Yemoja Hodari Karifi. At age 17, she married musician Hassan Khan. You've probably guessed that this episode of R-E-S-P-E-C-T is about a band called Rufus, which featured the sensational Chaka Khan. Over a four-decade career, Chaka Khan sold over 70 million records, was awarded 10 Grammy Awards, and worked with Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, Prince, Quincy Jones, Dizzy Gillespie, Herbie Hancock, Miles Davis, George Benson, Whitney Houston, Ry Cooder, and many others. She has recently been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's get started. That funky up-tempo romp was Once You Get Started by Rufus, featuring powerful vocals by Chaka Khan. It also features guitarist Tony Maiden on vocals in the second verse, backed with a horn section from Tower of Power. The song went to number 4 on the R&B chart and number 10 on the pop chart in 1974. It appeared on the group's third album, called Rufusized, which went platinum, selling over 1 million albums. But Once You Get Started was not the first hit by Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. That was a mid-tempo song written for them by none other than Stevie Wonder. Stevie had heard their version of his song, Maybe Your Baby, on the band's debut album back in 1973, and was impressed. So Stevie Wonder surprisingly showed up unannounced at the studio one evening and gave them this little ditty. That was Tell Me Something Good, also from 1974, but from the group's second album, Rags to Rufus. Tell Me Something Good was a gold record. Remember, in the early 1970s, Stevie Wonder was the hottest recording artist around, with his songs such as Superstition and You Are the Sunshine of My Life going to number one all over the world and winning multiple Grammys, including the Grammy for Album of the Year for Inner Visions for Motown Records. So it really blew Chaka Khan's mind when he came into the ABC Dunhill Studios in L.A. with a partially written song, wanting to work with Chaka and the band. Chaka was just 21 years old at the time. And Stevie Wonder produced the cut, using such cutting-edge effects as the guitar talk box and the still-new Hohner clavinet. The song was a smash hit, going to number one. Tell Me Something Good won the Grammy Award for Best R&B Performance by a Group with Vocals in 1974 for Rufus and Chaka Khan. The album Rags to Rufus went to number one and sold over 500,000 copies. In his book Funk, The Music, the People, and the Rhythm of the One, Ricky Vincent described Chaka's voice as sassy and sultry and said the song was a natural showcase for the most powerful vocalist to hit the scene in years. Now let's hear one of my favorites from Rufus Eyes'd. That was Stop On By, a song written by the great Bobby Womack. The steamy lead vocals are by Shaka and Tony Maiden. It was not released as a single at that time, but I remember it was my favorite when I bought the Rufus-ized album on vinyl in 1974. Rufus-ized has a black and white photographs by the very creative Norman Seeff. The photo on the front cover is an image of the whole multiracial band, but features the wide, joyful smile of Shaka Khan. The back cover is a photo image of just Shaka, with her wild, big hair, fully dressed, but kicking back in a messy bed. The young and fit Shaka was being promoted as a wild and free of inhibitions. She described her skimpy outfits back in the day as leathers and feathers. It didn't hurt her sex appeal that Shaka is an exotic beauty, an African-American with Blackfoot Indian heritage, almond-shaped eyes, freckles, and a large, voluptuous mouth. The photographer Norman Seeff is one of my favorites, and his art appears on many, many album covers. It is worthwhile to see them. Use your search engine and use the terms Norman Seeff, that's S-E-E-F-F, and album covers. And look at Seeff's images of Patti Smith, James Taylor, Andy Warhol, Mick Jagger, Bobby Womack, Sly Stone, and Tina Turner. They are iconic and highly collectible. You may remember one of his famous photographs on Carly Simon's Playing Possum album. It was a photograph of Carly Simon in a profile on her knees, dressed only in a negligee and high leather boots. A print of that photo recently sold for thousands of dollars at Christie's art auction. But I digress. This is DJ Rick. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, on Vashon Island, Washington, and streaming worldwide at voiceofvashon.org. The next album was simply titled Rufus featuring Shaka Khan, and it was one of their best and was a smash hit, also going to gold album status. Up next, the much-loved Sweet Thing.
Just want to satisfy, though you're not mine, I can't deny.
You just heard the song Sweet Thing, which went to number one on the R&B chart and number five on the pop charts. This song is a straightforward, moderate tempo love song, co-written by Shaka and Tony Maiden, the funky guitarist who joined Rufus in 1974. Rufus and Chaka Khan could also whip up a frenzy. Check out this call to the dance floor. You just heard Dance With Me from 1975. It features a very funky bass from Bobby Watson. You can see Shaka and Rufus perform the song on Soul Train on YouTube. The album Rufus featuring Chaka Khan was the number one album on the R&B chart and number 17 on the pop chart, and also went gold. But the band Rufus was breaking up due to ABC Records' heavy promotion and emphasis on Chaka Khan, diminishing and disrespecting the other members of the band. Most of the original members of Rufus had left by the mid-1970s. And, although she denied it for several years, Shaka was intent on a solo career. In 1978, Shaka broke out with her self-titled album with this smash. That was, of course, I'm Every Woman, which rocketed to number one on the R&B chart. Talk about a lot of support for her debut as a solo artist. Consider this. The song was written specifically for Chaka by the top songwriting duo Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson, who wrote hundreds of hit songs and are members of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And the backing musicians are from the hit-making group Average White Band. And the album was produced by the legendary Arif Mardin, who produced over 40 gold and platinum albums and is a member of the National Recording Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame. Arif Mardin was not the only superstar producer who wanted to work with Chaka. You probably know our own Quincy Jones, who's been in the music business since he was a teenager, hanging with Ray Charles in the Seattle jazz scene on Jackson Street. Quincy has produced albums for Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Dinah Washington, Billy Eckstein, Sammy Davis, Tony Bennett, Carmen McRae, Johnny Mathis, and Frank Sinatra. In 1978, Quincy Jones, record producer to the stars, asked Chaka to come over to his studio and collaborate with him.
Stop lying.
That was Stuff Like That. Chaka sings lead vocals along with Ashford and Simpson, who are co-writers of the song. The song is from Quincy Jones' album of the same name. In the liner notes to his album, Quincy says, "Chaka and I met on an airplane coming back from Chicago one night and decided that we would love to do some songs together. When I started doing this album, I knew that she was the one to sing the title song, so I called her Monday, and Tuesday she was in the studio." Quincy had found time to fit in the recording of this album featuring Chaka, and then turned his attention to Three in a Row from Michael Jackson. Maybe you've heard of them. Off the Wall, which went 8 times platinum. Thriller, the best-selling album of all time, 35 times platinum and still selling. And Bad, 9 times platinum. Chaka had been immensely successful both in her career as a member of Rufus and then again as a fledgling solo act. By this point, she was still only 25 years old. And although she was a successful solo act, she was under contract for 2 more albums with Rufus for MCA Records. One was produced by Quincy Jones, called Master Jam, which went platinum, and the other was a double live album called Stomping at the Savoy from 1982. Recorded live in front of an appreciative audience that knew this was the final concert for Chaka and Rufus, they put on quite a memorable show at the historic Savoy Ballroom in New York City. That was Rufus and Chaka Khan with two songs. First one was Packed My Bags, and the second was I'm a Woman, I'm a Backbone, recorded live in January of 1982. This is DJ Rick. You are listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, on Vashon Island, Washington, and streaming worldwide at voiceofvashon.org. The fourth side of the double album was recorded in the studio, and included a new song called Ain't Nobody, which Chaka Khan has said is her favorite. It also went to number one, and it also won her a Grammy Award for Best R&B Performance by a Group with Vocal. But rather than play the studio version, I want to play a live version from a rare CD, one which does not appear on Chaka's official discography. So I presume it is a one-off, possibly bootleg concert album. Thanks to Melody Woods for bringing this one to my attention, and for your support for my show, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Thank you.
That was Ain't Nobody, live by Chaka Khan, recorded in some year, maybe 1984. There's no indication on the record label. Recorded with what band, it doesn't say. Recorded where, it doesn't say. So I really have to do some more research on that one, but I love that performance. She had a career with Rufus and then again solo that ultimately resulted in 10 Grammy Awards, 22 Grammy nominations, and many other awards, including the Lena Horne Career Achievement Award by Soul Train in 1998. She was given an honorary doctorate of music from the Berklee School of Music in Boston in 2004. She received the BET Lifetime Achievement Award in 2006, the Soul Train Legend Award in 2009, and a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2011. About her voice, Natalie Cole said, "Shaka's voice is a fabulous instrument. If we could bottle it, we'd all be singing like Shaka." Even the great Aretha Franklin is a fan and asked Shaka to sing at her 57th birthday party. Ralph T. of Expansion Records in London, in his book The Best of Soul, said, "Shaka Khan has to be the most innovative and respected songstress in modern black music. Her vocal style and capability is setting a standard that is yet to be matched. She is truly a genius and second to none."
The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, said in 1968 that soul doesn't need to be defined because it's a feeling. This is DJ Rick, and you have been listening to Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, on KVSH-FM. Thanks for listening.